we create a particular resonance that the human being can then sit underneath and use that energy to basically source them in their healing, to source them in their consciousness. So it's kind of like upping the amperage. As we found with crystals, only in this case, it gets a little more specific and very definitely more powerful.
And you'll see it in architecture, in the way that the sacred structures were created throughout the ages. There were very particular patterns that were there to raise consciousness, to bring that energy through for people to experience.
Hello, I'm Gregory Hogue, and what you just saw was a video clip of us speaking over 35 years ago in 1986.
And the reason that we're still here doing this is because what we've created, what we've dedicated our lives to, has made a tremendous difference in people's lives. And I want to tell you just a little bit about myself. My background is that of being an artist. So I really developed the creative, intuitive qualities of myself. In my earlier years, in my early 20s, I had a near-death experience that made a remarkable change in the way that I saw life. It connected me to a whole nother reality that I wanted to explore more, that spiritual side of myself. And so I did that and worked in the healing arts as a spiritual counselor. And also, after some guidance, I was brought into the business world and learned about what these tools could do in the business arena, where people spend so much of their time and really want to make a difference.
I started out in the sciences when I was in college, and then started, after I graduated, moving more into studying what was going on with teachers that were teaching meditation and higher consciousness. Then, in the late 70s, I went through something called a Kundalini experience, where so much energy was moving through my body that I opened up through all my chakras to higher guidance and information. And that's when I started bringing information through about sacred geometry that I had no idea what was going on until we started seeing people being affected by these tools.
So when we met in 1985, we realized that we had some work to do together. And that's when we set all of this in motion and have been doing this work ever since. I invite you to experience a short attunement process to open to your intuitive self and expand your ability to connect on a deeper and more soul-centered level. It is helpful to be in a quiet space that will support you to relax and enjoy the exploration. Many of us have had years of training and successful endeavors using strategies that are based on setting goals, developing affirmations, and mobilizing the internal strength to make it happen. We've mastered using willpower and gotten comfortable formulating plans and pushing things to happen. Manifestation in our past has strongly relied on more of the mental and masculine aspects of our nature. But, oh my gosh, the energies have shifted radically, and the old ways are incapable of guiding us during this time. They just don't work and certainly don't feel right any longer. A part of the reality we depended upon has dissolved right in plain sight. Remember how quickly technology changed from flip phones to iPhones, and all of a sudden we no longer saw the value in what we had been using. We wanted to lunge forward to what these new innovations provided for us. so much possibility became evident. The radical changes we are experiencing now actually happened quite fast and is luring us into a new world. But what is the nature of this life we are being invited into, and how do we navigate it? We are awakening from a long sleep that filled our thoughts with illusions of how to live and who to be. An alarm that had been cosmically set has started beeping, so we can remember the light inside. In our awakening process, we recognize a longing to connect and live from the core of our being, the soul, centered through the heart. It's a whole new frequency that is triggering us now. And what is being called forth is to tap into and evolve the inner world of intuition, creativity, trusting the soul and the voice within. These are the feminine qualities, previously considered the soft side, unreliable from the perspective of the analytical mind, science, and hardcore facts. But now it's the part of ourselves that is ready to be honored, developed, and integrated into our everyday lives. We have entered the new world of allowing, receiving, connecting, trusting, co-creating. Instead of pushing to get somewhere, we are hearing the call of higher self and dancing toward that light. Do you feel the pull? Do you hear the homing signal calling you back to your true self? Let's take a little journey to a higher state where we can more easily access intuition and expand our connections to inner awareness. We'll use the frequencies generated through sacred geometries to elevate our vibration. Three-dimensional sacred geometry embodies the codes of creation and opens a pathway to source. It sets up a resonance to cut through the chaos and distractions we may feel limited by. Very precise patterns and relationships act as antenna to the higher emanations, moving energy from source to matter and full cycle back to source. It exemplifies oneness, coherence, and unity. So let's play with these portals to higher access. Let's get started by getting into a relaxed position and breathing fully. Feel the ease of these divine connections. Remember a beautiful place in nature that you love and opens your heart, indeed your whole body. See it in detail using all your senses. What does it look like, sound like, smell like? It brings a sense of joy and wonder. Feel the beauty, safety, and ease of the divine connection of this peaceful and supportive environment. It makes you feel whole and happy. Your breathing flows easily as you relax and establish a clear connection to inner knowing. Take a deep breath. Your breath is your lifeline. Breathe deeply and freely. Your breath is a dialogue between you and your divine self, soul. Your body is naturally relaxing as you breathe slowly, rhythmically, allowing the energy to open your heart and travel up through the higher chakras. Sense the energy flowing in a delightful way. See the geometry spinning, stimulating more openness and sending higher frequencies. Watch these geometries and imagine you are taking their patterns into your energy field for a little ride. They are antenna to higher connections. Breathe and let go. Open your heart and release any tension. Move away from any thoughts that you notice and allow distractions to go. You are connecting to higher self. Trust and enjoy the process. Feel the energy flowing and circulating with ease and strengthening the relationship with who you are at the core of your being. You are growing new circuitry that will expand clear intuition and creative connections. It's working. Just relax and allow the inner knowing to be revealed. Take a moment now to notice how you have been navigating your life. Is it working in the best way possible? Are you fully connected to your higher self in making decisions? Have you been using all of your abilities? Is there something more or different in the way you want to move forward? Check inside and perceive what is no longer for your best good. There is no judgment, just clarity and new choice. The way you operated previously was perfect for then. Now you can allow your inner guidance to speak clearly so you can recognize new options. You are trusting in what you know, welcoming new and highly supportive modes for your life. You can see more from this vantage point. It's fun to see what is available. Look and see what is there. In order to reach for what is possible, you must let go of previous perspectives. Whatever is not working for you can be retired. They are just thoughts that can rest now. Let them go. As the filters fall away, you are aware of greater clarity and access to higher wisdom. Connect with your higher self. Elevate this relationship to a higher position. It holds the keys for you and is filled with wisdom for your fulfillment. You are rebuilding a multidimensional relationship and trusting the dialogue. The more you trust, this awareness will continue to grow. Watch the spinning geometries and gain more confidence in yourself. Your creative juices are being stimulated as this connection is strengthened. You are opening doorways that will reset your frequency and allow positive, serendipitous experiences to come your way. Notice new ideas and thoughts that surface in the coming days. Be aware of the quiet voice within. You are remembering who you are. Play with it and enjoy the process. Take another heart-opening deep breath. Expanding your chest, connecting with all dimensions of yourself. Notice how your body feels and any new awareness. Allow the energy to grow and ground into your lower chakras, flowing into the earth. Wiggle your fingers and toes, move your neck and shoulders, and move the energy down to connect with Mother Earth. Take another refreshing deep breath and put on a big smile.
So what I'm going to share with you now is some of the technology that we've been working with over the last 36 years. And this presentation we're going to call The Sacred Geometry of Consciousness, because this is what we have been focusing on, how to raise consciousness. It all begins with working with the aspects of sacred geometry that Spirit itself works with. That is Source. It resonates with everything in the universe, in the physical, through specific energetic relationships. It's working with pattern and number and cycle, time, angle, frequency. All of these different elements are what we call sacred geometry. It makes up our entire space-time continuum. All of the ancient cultures worked with sacred geometry to build areas of high energetic content, as in Stonehenge, and the way they link that to the sun, the moon, and aspects that were also found in the Great Pyramids at Giza, which definitely have been proven in recent times to be moving a great deal of energy. And the Romans and Greeks also in their temples were dependent upon the shapes of the phi ratio in their facades and other important elements internally, as were all of the Renaissance churches.
So what's really amazing about looking at these buildings is to remember that these people were taking the ancient wisdom that they had found is in nature. When we go into now a beautiful place in the wilderness, we feel an energy that helps us become so much more peaceful and centered and really ready to take a next step. These buildings were constructed to have an effect on individuals in these temples so they would feel the inspiration. They would go into that state of awe where they were connected. So the ancient architects were using these principles. Where we are in our everyday life is that we are living in buildings that, by and large, don't have that effect on us. So when we go into that special place in nature, we dip our feet in the water of a flowing stream. We hear the gurgling. We watch the birds. We look into a flower and we see the amazing patterns that are in that flower. We're learning about how the universe is constructed, how we are constructed, how energy flows from spirit into matter. And that's what's so amazing about sacred geometry. One of the things as an artist that I love is to be able to understand cosmology from looking at the universe from a macro and a micro level. And so sacred geometry teaches us that, and it also energizes us, just as these places, these special places, assume a position to provide a connection that we really need.
So we've been working with all of these elements throughout history. It's only today that we've forgotten the important aspects of measure and time and space. And that's what we're sharing with you in this slide, is that these elements are literally harmonics of each other. And let me show you what I mean. Here is the moon that has a diameter of 2,160 miles. And this is equal to, which means in the number, it's also resonant with time. For each zodiacal sign is exactly 2,160 years. And in geometry, in space that we work with in our reality, the cube has 2,160 degrees. So by working with these elements in conjunction with each other, we can create resonance, because this is the way everything in the universe is connecting, through resonance, which is the way a C tuning fork will start to vibrate when a C tone is played. So this now is a picture of you. And what I mean by that is that an iceberg, like each of us, is only visible for the top 10%. The rest of it is invisible beneath the water. The other 90% isn't seen at all. But to make this a little more understandable with the metaphor, I'm going to flip it upside down. And by doing that, what you're now seeing is that the bigger part of you and me, it's not seen, but that's the part that is actually coming first. It's the part that creates the small bit that is seen. And so a way of breaking this down into the different levels of dimensions, we see that we have our 3D physical, and then in the astral dimension, that's 4D, 5D is the mental, and then all these dimensions all the way to soul. And soul, source, wants to communicate with us in the physical. It's a lot like the image on the right, where you have a boat on the surface pumping air to the human being that's in the suit far underneath the water. And source wants to send energy to us in this flow that is keeping us alive, that is connecting us to love, that is everything to us. And as a matter of fact, when we really analyze it, we understand that all difficulty, all disease is the blockage or the denial of this flow of energy from source. And this was brought to our attention over 100 years ago by Rudolf Steiner, when in 1917 he said, in times when there were no electrical currents, and he said this just 20 years after Tesla first lit up the World's Fair. So it had only been about 25 years when he said that the air was so swarming with electrical influences that it was easier to be human 100 years ago. And so that's the essence of what Rudolf Steiner was saying here, that it was easier to be human 100 years before he said this, because at that time it was so difficult that it took a lot more energy to gain spiritual capacities. And this was said 100 years before us today. So that's the remarkable thing that's been going on with our parents, our grandparents. We've all been suffering from the disconnect that happens with electromagnetic pollution. And it's only getting worse with 5G. And the stress that's caused by all of this pollution, by what's going on in our work environments, by all the demands that are being placed on us today, and that stress is putting a kink in that lifeline, as it are the negative emotions that are blocking the flow of energy from higher self, the judgments, the separation we create with that. All of this is disconnecting us from who we truly are. And then the toxins, all the things that have been developed in the last 100 years since Tesla, these things are putting us in a capsule, separating us from our heart, from the bigger part of our being, from that love that we truly are.
So this is the quandary that we live in, that we're in a very robust physical world with a lot of things that are commanding our attention, a lot of distractions, and so much that takes us from the essence of who we are as spiritual beings. So then we have to come back in and teach ourselves, what does it mean to be a soul that has come into this body, as opposed to a body, a personality, an ego that has an attachment to a soul? So here is the time that we're in, where the energies are transforming us. They're knocking on our door and they're saying, hold on, let's reverse this way that we see things and come back to who we are. Start utilizing the creative modes that in many cases have not been cultivated or have even been squashed in so many people. Intuition that we've looked at skeptically, wondering whether we can really trust it. So many aspects of who we are naturally have now the opportunity to come forth and really take a place in our lives. And that's why I love working with sacred geometry, because all of these are reference points and energetics that have an effect. Greg and I meditate under a lot of the geometries, many of the geometries that you've seen in the meditation that I did with you earlier. These are geometries that when we sit in meditation underneath of them, they move us into an expanded awareness. They actually move the energy up the crown. The whole energy system of the body begins to vibrate at a higher frequency. And when that happens, we have access to all these dimensions of who we are, and not just keep it into the time of when we're meditating, but also bring it in to our everyday life.
And that's what's happening today in our lives. Because opening up to that higher flow of our higher self, that's where everything comes from. That's where all the love, all the health, all the well-being, the joy, the creativity, that comes from higher self. When we are tapped into our soul, that's when conflict gets out of our way. That's when deeper meditation is possible. What we call mindfulness is something that happens almost automatically when source is our guide, when soul is looking over our shoulder and telling us what to do. That's intuition. That's higher guidance and higher dimension coming through. This is when everything is possible. This is when we see the joy of who we truly are.
So, all of these different geometries, we recognize the importance of having them in our environment, working with them in meditation, putting them in offices, in our homes, in different places where they could affect how we feel. And so we spend a lot of our time in other places where the question that we asked ourselves was, how can we take all of what we've created geometrically and have something that can actually impact someone wherever they are? And so we looked at having a piece of jewelry, something we can put in our pockets or put at the heart chakra, something beautiful that reminds us who we really are. All of those aspects that sacred geometry describes to us that we're related to. How can we bring those connections back to us all the time? So we took this technology to a whole nother level that's amazing, so that we're compressing it into a small piece. And then at the end of the journey of making these, they're then imprinted with all of these different geometric, spherical, spinning geometries that can impress the energies and work as divine antennas to set up an experience so that we can take these energies wherever we are and maintain a divine connection.
And the tools, the technologies that we've created to bring through these energies to make the difference in our lives are what you see before you now. This is the iConnect, the Heart Companion, the Child Companion, and the Pet Connect. Within them, there are geometries that we've learned to shrink into two-dimensional analogs of three-dimensional forms. And we have dozens of geometries inside these forms that are vibrating with higher energy connections. And then frequency crystals, where we've put particular energies and frequencies into these pendants. Vapor depositions of molecular geometries have gone inside, and they're full of small geometries that are picking up on these higher dimensional energies. Antenna systems that are made out of copper, silver, gold, titanium, and toroidal systems, which is the way energy really moves in these circular vibrational patterns. We have 9 toroidal systems that are made out of fiber optic material, carbon fiber, all these different types of metals, and alchemical mixtures of different rare earth metals and elements, and special crystals like Herkimer diamonds that are crushed in there and then activated in vortexes with 20-foot forms, sound frequencies, counter-spinning geometries, dozens of geometries, and inert gases, all with certain geometries on our land. Here are a couple of the chambers where you can see some of the geometries that are stacked. In the lower right, you see those geometries go inside that tube, a tube that has frequencies running up the sides where we're putting special tones that have been energized through the geometries, and then large 20-foot high geometries where all of these come together, where the pendants that I showed you spend a full night in these chambers with everything running on our land in Colorado. where we have vortexes that are connected to the grid system of the planet. Just as you see here, the icosododecahedron, that Earth grid system, was discovered by the Russians. It's a geometry that we work with all the time in our pendants. And then what we found is that putting that in through the chambers, here our land is in the left-hand side of the overlay of the dove. And we then put activated forms in other places around the U.S. and in the Yucatan and in Mexico, where we discovered afterwards that it formed a perfect cross when all of these are activated. And our system is going on for 3 days. It's silent, and then it's on for 24 hours, and it's in a rhythmic cycle that it's constantly pulsating throughout the year, throughout all of this time. And all of this comes together in a way where we've had scientists such as Lisa Tully do tests for us, where she monitors different subjects in blind tests where they don't know what they're getting, if it's a placebo or something that's really been activated with our technology. And when it is, she's noticed that there are significant increases in everything that she's testing. And it's such a dramatic effect of what she sees happen when she works with the HeartMath equipment or with the other equipment that she's working with, something called a GDV, that she sees the individual's health and vitality increases. And she says it's been so consistent that she knows that when people have these on their body, that our claim that the energy flows and health improves can be shown by some of these tests that I'm going to share with you right now. Because you see, before, what's going on is the internal organs are underactive. That's why the red zone has so many lines going into it, like with the liver and the adrenal system. And so by holding one of our tools for only 5 minutes, everything comes into the balanced green zone. So this is something physically going on with your body that we can measure, that changes start happening just by putting these on your body. So in this example, you see that the outside energy field that's surrounding the body has many breaks and holes in it. But by putting the pendant on their body or holding on to the iConnect, within 5 minutes, the entire energy field becomes completely solid. And in spaces where there were holes, there's actually more energy flowing through now to increase the field. All of this is going on our land in Colorado. Our home is right there in the bottom middle. That's our home, with this land around us, with all of these vortexes, and a sacred mountain with large outcroppings of quartz on it, where we have forms up there buried, and then the energy runs down the back of that mountain. Looking west, you see the double-peaked mountain that's 14,000 feet high, and that feeds into our whole energy system. And then facing east, we're looking at cliffs over 1,000 feet high, that the energy is moving into the planet and down into the southern part of the planet, where Nikola Tesla did his work in Colorado Springs about 100 years ago. All of these tools have been making such a difference in our lives and in the lives of thousands and thousands of people that we've been getting it out to over the years, because we're working with something that is so unique in the way it works with your energy to shift you into a vibration that allows you to connect to everything. It starts expanding your field to a level where your intuition increases, your ability to feel your heart, that love that you are.
So we would love to work with you. We would love to have you experience some of the meditations that we have available as a special gift to you. And so take advantage. These are three meditations that will really support you in this time frame, because we're really all going through a lot, and anything that can help us reset and step into what we are able to reach for now. We can't go back to the way things have been, and we may not know specifically what it is that is available to us. We have the opportunity to use our intuition, not that mental capability that's been so great, that's been able to analyze how to do it and what to do. Now it's time to work with that soft side, the feminine aspects, the intuitive, creative self, and expand those connections to Source. That's how we're going to come together and co-create. So we would love you to check out our meditations. I think you'll really enjoy that. And we would also love you to take a little journey into what these pendants and iConnects are really about. They make a difference in people's lives. I'm amazed sometimes how much people see that this completely revolutionizes relationships, serendipitous experiences. They start connecting to their purpose, really feeling like, wow, they know what they're here for, and they start doing it. They take advantage of really taking the steps that perhaps they put off before. And that's exciting. So the page that we're going to leave you with gives you an array of beautiful products that we have to offer, and we're offering you a very special 15% off, and you'll see that on the page. And we also want you to know that everything that we have, we 100% guarantee. We want you to experience and be really happy and satisfied with what you get.
So we look forward to playing with you, and as Gail said, we totally guarantee everything, and we're offering you a special discount when you go to this website at iConnect2all.com/source. And you'll receive the special discount that will be up for a short time for this program.
So take a look, enjoy, see if it feels right to you, if it can make a difference in your life. That's what it's all about, to really step into our lives for the good of all. And we send our blessings and love.
And love.
I invite you to experience a short attunement process to open to your intuitive self and expand your ability to connect on a deeper and more soul-centered level. It is helpful to be in a quiet space that will support you to relax and enjoy the exploration. Many of us have had years of training and successful endeavors using strategies that are based on setting goals, developing affirmations, and mobilizing the internal strength to make it happen. We've mastered using willpower and gotten comfortable formulating plans and pushing things to happen. Manifestation in our past has strongly relied on more of the mental and masculine aspects of our nature. But, oh my gosh, the energies have shifted radically, and the old ways are incapable of guiding us during this time. They just don't work, and certainly don't feel right any longer. A part of the reality we depended upon has dissolved right in plain sight. Remember how quickly technology changed from flip phones to iPhones, and all of a sudden we no longer saw the value in what we had been using. We wanted to lunge forward to what these new innovations provided for us. So much possibility became evident. The radical changes we are experiencing now actually happened quite fast and is luring us into a new world. But what is the nature of this life we are being invited into, and how do we navigate it? We are awakening from a long sleep that filled our thoughts with illusions of how to live and who to be. An alarm that had been cosmically set has started beeping, so we can remember the light inside. In our awakening process, we recognize a longing to connect and live from the core of our being, the soul, centered through the heart. It's a whole new frequency that is triggering us now. And what is being called forth is to tap into and evolve the inner world of intuition, creativity, trusting the soul and the voice within. These are the feminine qualities, previously considered the soft side, unreliable from the perspective of the analytical mind, science, and hardcore facts. But now it's the part of ourselves that is ready to be honored, developed, and integrated into our everyday lives. We have entered the new world of allowing, receiving, connecting, trusting, co-creating. Instead of pushing to get somewhere, we are hearing the call of higher self and dancing toward that light. Do you feel the pull? Do you hear the homing signal calling you back to your true self? Let's take a little journey to a higher state where we can more easily access intuition and expand our connections to inner awareness. We'll use the frequencies generated through sacred geometries to elevate our vibration. Three-dimensional sacred geometry embodies the codes of creation and opens a pathway to source. It sets up a resonance to cut through the chaos and distractions we may feel limited by. Very precise patterns and relationships act as antenna to the higher emanations, moving energy from source to matter and full cycle back to source. It exemplifies oneness, coherence, and unity. So let's play with these portals to higher access. Let's get started by getting into a relaxed position and breathing fully. feel the ease of these divine connections. Remember a beautiful place in nature that you love and opens your heart, indeed your whole body. See it in detail using all your senses. What does it look like, sound like, smell like? It brings a sense of joy and wonder. Feel the beauty, safety, and ease of the divine connection of this peaceful and supportive environment. It makes you feel whole and happy. Your breathing flows easily as you relax and establish a clear connection to inner knowing. Take a deep breath. Your breath is your lifeline. Breathe deeply and freely. Your breath is a dialogue between you and your divine self, soul. Your body is naturally relaxing as you breathe slowly, rhythmically, allowing the energy to open your heart and travel up through the higher chakras. Sense the energy flowing in a delightful way. See the geometry spinning, stimulating more openness and sending higher frequencies. Watch these geometries and imagine you are taking their patterns into your energy field for a little ride. They are antenna to higher connections. Breathe and let go. Open your heart and release any tension. Move away from any thoughts that you notice and allow distractions to go. You are connecting to higher self. Trust and enjoy the process. Feel the energy flowing and circulating with ease and strengthening the relationship with who you are at the core of your being. You are growing new circuitry that will expand clear intuition and creative connections. It's working. Just relax and allow the inner knowing to be revealed. Take a moment now to notice how you have been navigating your life. Is it working in the best way possible? Are you fully connected to your higher self in making decisions? Have you been using all of your abilities? Is there something more or different in the way you want to move forward? Check inside and perceive what is no longer for your best good. There is no judgment, just clarity and new choice. The way you operated previously was perfect for then. Now you can allow your inner guidance to speak clearly so you can recognize new options. You are trusting in what you know, welcoming new and highly supportive modes for your life. You can see more from this vantage point. It's fun to see what is available. Look and see what is there. In order to reach for what is possible, you must let go of previous perspectives. Whatever is not working for you can be retired. They are just thoughts that can rest now. Let them go. As the filters fall away, you are aware of greater clarity and access to higher wisdom. Connect with your higher self. Elevate this relationship to a higher position. It holds the keys for you and is filled with wisdom for your fulfillment. You are rebuilding a multi-dimensional relationship and trusting the dialogue. The more you trust, this awareness will continue to grow. Watch the spinning geometries and gain more confidence in yourself. Your creative juices are being stimulated as this connection is strengthened. You are opening doorways that will reset your frequency and allow positive, serendipitous experiences to come your way. Notice new ideas and thoughts that surface in the coming days. Be aware of the quiet voice within. You are remembering who you are. Play with it and enjoy the process. Take another heart-opening deep breath. Expanding your chest, connecting with all dimensions of yourself. Notice how your body feels and any new awareness. Allow the energy to grow and ground into your lower chakras, flowing into the earth. Wiggle your fingers and toes, move your neck and shoulders, and move the energy down to connect with Mother Earth. Take another refreshing deep breath and put on a big smile.